Let's first go to the Australian Tax Office and the situation with its website, which quite clearly went down in December and has now gone down again. It appears still to be down for people who wish to pay through its portals. Francis Cawthra is the Acting Second Commissioner at the ATO. Francis, thanks for your time. What's the current state of play?
Oh, look, thank you very much for the opportunity, Ross. And first and foremost, I'd like to say how incredibly sorry we are that we are unable to provide our usual services to our industry partners and tax professionals. So at the moment, yesterday we experienced a system outage that has clearly impacted a range of our services, including our superannuation industry, our taxpayers and our tax professionals. Right now, these services remain unavailable. And, of course, we are continuing to work with our partners Hewlett and Packard and their global resources to restore the systems as soon as we can.
As best as you know, Francis, what's the problem?
The best I know is that we have experienced a second hardware failure inside the same storage array. However, the failure is different, as I understand it, to the failure that happened in December. As soon as the issue happened in December, we went out and arranged immediately a new storage facility that has now arrived. It is sitting inside our data center waiting for configuration, and we're starting to ensure that we can now recover fully. But it's going to take some time. It's a very complex restore, and, of course, it's going to have a great deal of data on there, and there's some complexities to it. But the SAN is there. We're working with it, but we're also working to restore our existing storage facility.
We know that the ATO has spent considerable money over the past 5 years upgrading systems and making certain that your surveillance of other financial institutions and other organisations to be able to capture more information about the incomes and also the expenses of individual taxpayers and companies. So that's gone on over that period of time. So, you know, it is not as though the ATO is unfamiliar with complex computer systems. The point is now this is the second time this has failed for a totally separate reason. Is there anything to doubt the veracity or the quality of the upgrades that the ATO has commissioned?
So the upgrades have happened, as you have rightly mentioned, Ross, over a number of years. This particular storage facility is considered to be one of the, you know, ones that are most used by companies and other organisations both here and internationally. And HPE have assured us that this is not an experience that they have had with other clients, either in Australia or internationally. So the array that we purchased, the storage facility, was new in November 15. And so these are incredibly unexpected and we would say, you know, highly irregular events that we're experiencing today.
What happens for those people who are seeking to pay their taxes, either for their individual companies or for their employees, for that matter, or their superannuation fund? And I know that there were people who called us last night who said they were pretty much right on the deadline for their payments. What happens in their cases?
So, look, what we can say is there won't be any taxpayer that will be disadvantaged by the outage that we're experiencing. So if they're needing to pay, and we will continue to accept their payments and no penalties will apply.
Okay, now just turn the tables exactly the other way. If I was a company and I'd had a computer outage in my company and as a result I found myself unable to pay the tax office for a few days until I fixed up my computer system, would the tax office take a dim view or a sympathetic view to that?
The ATO has always had, you know, a view that we will work with taxpayers and understand their individual circumstances, and we'll work with them. And if they are having abnormal situations inside their companies, then of course we'd work with them around that.
Okay, because what I'm wondering is whether the tax office would be as patient with a taxpayer as what the tax office is expecting the taxpayer to be patient with the tax office, if you understand my point.
Oh, absolutely. And I think for all of the people that we do work with who take every effort to ensure they comply, of course we're going to support and help them. And I think we've had a number of situations where, in fact, we've done exactly that.
Francis Cawthra is the Acting Second Commissioner at the Australian Tax Office. And Francis, thank you so much for your time and the update.
Oh, thank you so much, Ross.
There you go.